A new type of sport has created a new generation of enthusiasts. The competitions are massive, filling up sports arenas and pulling millions more spectators online. It's competitive video gaming. Behind the glamour and above the roar of the crowd are the young adults who are the gamers. Radioactive's Benny Yan introduces us to one of them.
This is the sound of practice to Robert Chung. He's moving his character around the map, trying to kill minions for gold, all while trying to avoid his opponent. He's a senior at Newport High School in Bellevue who does well in school. Oh, yeah, he also plays pickup basketball games at the Y. But on the side, he plays League of Legends, the most popular video game in the world.
Well, last season ended on November, beginning of November, and back then, I was ranked 27 in North America.
27th out of over a million players. In a game where most of the top players are professionals, Robert stood out. There's a stereotype about gamers. They're awkward or nerdy. But you don't see that in Robert. When you see him in the hallways, he has this laid-back kind of walk, dresses sharply in a gray button-up shirt and with a baseball cap turned around. Robert's always loved playing games to compete.
I never liked playing like one-player games. I would only play if it's like competing with somebody else.
He began with soccer.
I used to play soccer in elementary school and stuff, but I mean, I truly wanted to play on the big stage and stuff, but I couldn't commit because like I'm not that big of like a very big guy, and I'm kind of puny.
And so he lost motivation. If he wasn't going to be the best, why try? So, he turned to League of Legends, a game that he found much more accessible. You see, playing League of Legends is a lot more mental ability and less about running and kicking, so naturally, he found it much less tiring.
I got introduced to League by a couple friends, and when I first played it, I really hated it, but they kept playing, so I wanted to play with them as well. I guess I wanted to become better than them, even though they were really a lot farther ahead than I was. So The whole reason like I started playing a lot was because I wanted to become better than like my friends and stuff.
Robert put in a lot of hours practicing. In League of Legends, each player controls a character and there are five characters on a team. The teams try to strategically outplay each other online in real time. He formed an amateur team at Newport High School. They scrimmage a couple of hours every night and compete on Sundays. Here's what team practice sounds like.
Force it. Rengar's on his way. Save Peel. Save Peel for Rengar.
The team is fighting a battle and frantically yelling instructions to outplay the opponent.
Rengar. End the game.
Robert's competitive drive and passion for gaming is part of a boom for video game competitions, also known as esports. Alex Su would know. He helps run High School Star League, an organization that operates tournaments for students, including Robert's team.
Yeah, so esports is basically competitive gaming at a very high level. You have an established systems of pro teams and pro players competing against each other in various sanctioned leagues.
Alex started the League of Legends high school tournament 2 years ago as a junior in high school. It's grown exponentially to feature 5,000 students from 600 schools. Alex wants to grow esports into next basketball or baseball, but with your average kid as a player.
I think the biggest difference with esports is that it's very accessible to a wide audience just because you don't need to have participated in esports for maybe, you know, your entire childhood and then been really lucky in the genetic lottery to play at a high level. You can step into it very easily, work your way up, because it's really about a lot of mental skills and teamwork.
Mental skills and teamwork is what Robert's good at. By the end of his junior year in high school, he had professional teams calling after him for a starting position on their roster. Excited to play in a series of professional tryouts, Robert was ready to forego college to pursue a career doing what he loved, playing games. It didn't matter anymore that he was puny, just that he was good. His childhood dream of being the best was finally within his grasp. He could make up to 6 digits a year in prize money and compete for much more. That's when the cold face of reality looked him in the eye. He didn't make the tryout. Suddenly, the cheering crowd faded away and receded into the murmur of high school. He was spent.
So I stopped playing pretty much competitively, and I stopped playing like daily and stuff. So gaming for me isn't gonna like get me to my ultimate goals. What I wanna be is an entrepreneur, and it's competitive drive is always gonna be there, but it's just gonna be for something else.
Robert will attend Seattle Pacific University in the fall. He still plays pickup basketball, football, and most importantly, League of Legends. It's just for fun now. For Radioactive, this is Ben Yan.